Welcome to the Weekly Check-In Podcast. I'm your host, Amelia Mazur, the podcast where everything goes. Are you having a rough day? Do you need a 15-minute break from the world? Do you need a shoulder to cry on? The Weekly Check-In is the place to be. No judgments, open conversation, and hopefully a few laughs in between. Welcome back to the Weekly Check-In Podcast. I am your host, Amelia, or Mia. A few people call me Mia, so that is A-okay. I had a bit of a chuckle with the first YouTube video. It has a few views and I'm really happy, but I had someone close to me text me and say, "Dude, you record in the weirdest places." And I'm like, "Do I?" Like, I hadn't thought about that. And they're like, "Yeah, like you're in your bathroom." I'm like, "Well, I don't have an aesthetically pleasing place to record, so we make it work." But I wanted to record the first of every month because I mentioned before that the first of every month I want to do an episode, and then every Wednesday, no matter when the first falls. But I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I want to make the first like an exclusively audio thing, and every Wednesday the YouTube thing. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Podcasts, welcome. But I thought it'd be cool to just have like one thing that's like exclusive to itself and something different than the regular Wednesdays. Excuse me, I am still sick. At least a little bit. But that said, November 1st. So Halloween just wrapped up like literally 12 hours ago or 8 hours ago, because I'm recording this like 8 o'clock in the morning. Halloween is over. So now the excitement of Halloween is still in the air. The spooky feeling is still there. But now we're into November. And now November can be a really weird month because there's no, like, I guess holiday. Like, there's Remembrance Day, but that's a very solemn day for most because it's remembering those who served our country, those who currently are serving our country, paying respects to that. So for most, that day is a day of remembrance and a day of kind of like solidarity. And November is this weird month where it's the transition from fall to winter. And not to say that, well, here in the city, it doesn't really feel like November. Like, it's plus 3 degrees right now. There is no snow on the ground. And I'm very confused. This is a very weird set of weather for our province, I guess, that just really is throwing me. But anywho, that said, November is a weird month because it's the transition between October, Halloween, spooky season, to Christmas time, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, that type of stuff. So more like lively celebrations. And a lot of people hit a low in this month. I am one of them. And something that I wanted to work on this month is how to accept the low, but not fall into it, if that makes sense. And I'm going to explain how. So when we are transitioning into different weather, different seasons, different moments in life, or just the weather change, our brains are chemically altered, meaning our brain is actually changing how it thinks, how it's processing, what it's doing, and that's completely normal. That is completely normal for our body and our brain to do that. That's completely okay. However, we sometimes pinpoint these moments of our brain chemistry altering to, well, we get stuck in this like well of depression, this well of self-doubt, and that's what I'm here to talk about. Especially at the beginning of the month, setting the tone for it is extremely important. It's okay to have seasonal depression. It is okay for the season change to impact you. That is completely normal. That is completely okay. There is nothing wrong with it in any way, shape, or form. Should anyone ever tell you that it's not okay? That said, what can we do to cope with it, alleviate it, and understand it? So, seasonal depression, in its most simple form, is the depressive feeling when the season changes. Now, people get seasonal depression in the summer. People get seasonal depression in the spring. People get seasonal depression in the fall and the winter. It doesn't matter the season. It's possible for it to happen at any point. Now, what triggers it? Weather change, you know, pressure in the air, seasonal things we know, it's like the leaves, the snow, the rain, that type of stuff. What is the trigger point for this? The trigger point is the change, the season changing. So what can we do to alleviate it? You're never going to be able to get rid of it entirely. It's something that your brain experiences, and it's completely normal. However, we can understand that the season changes are normal just as much as our seasonal depression is normal. So when you look at it in a way of accepting it rather than rejecting it, you can actually begin to understand that it's not here to harm you. It's just a process that you're going through. So it's similar to when, you know, a breakup happens. You go through, and I'm not comparing seasonal change to a breakup. I'm just like saying, like, there's a moment in your life where things change. Your brain chemistry is then altered and you're experiencing something. I'm never going to diminish a breakup ever. That's not what I mean. But your brain is altered, so now you're doing something different with or without someone, etc. Similar concept in a way of, okay, so how going forward am I going to look at things in a way that makes it easier for me? So for me personally, November is really hard for me because it's almost thinking about the pressure of the gifts and the things that are going on and et cetera, et cetera. However, I am now learning at the age of 23 that there is no pressure. It's just something that we put on ourselves. So you have to understand that the feeling of seasonal depression happens. It's completely okay. But it's not the only thing going on around you, if that makes sense. Other things are going on around you. Animals are going to go hibernate. People are, you know, cozying up at home, doing different things. And it's a time of change, but it can be a positive change. So how I'm dealing with November is I'm looking at it through a lens of, okay, so Halloween just happened, one of my favorite times of the year, spooky season's done. Now it's a time to reflect and be present. And something last night during my Halloween get-together, I had people over. It wasn't a huge thing, but I had people over. I had my friends over. And my friend said to me, she said, I want to be a more present friend. That's her goal, is I want to be a more present friend. And it really stuck with me. And when I was going to sleep last night, I was like, how can I be a more present person for myself? Like that's something that I struggle with. In November, I always get down on myself, down on what's going on, feeling the pressure of, you know, Christmas and that type of stuff. So what is going to help me feel present? Well, knowing what's going on around me. I'm currently doing a course that I'm working on, so I need to plan and be present for the different exams that I have, the different tests, the different projects. So planning, writing in my day planner, you know, time blocking the day, my work. Okay, I'm now working again in the medical field. I took some time away, now I'm back. And so I'm working in the medical field. Okay, so my Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, is I work here. Okay, so I'm present for patients, the doctor, administration, etc. And then when I get home, how can I be present for myself? So the podcast is a big thing for me. I want to promote it on social media. I want to, you know, post my episodes, make sure that they're well organized, etc. And then I want to be posting on the YouTube and promoting the YouTube. So these are pieces of things that could help me be present if I'm willing to, like, focus in on it. It takes some mental fortitude to focus in and not let something override your brain. And that is okay. It's okay to struggle with that because I know that I do, but it doesn't mean that it's not doable, right? So struggle makes you stronger, and that is completely normal. Now, I'm not here to tell you that, like, you need to be doing 100,000 things and you need to have a routine that never gives you time to relax. It's what is going to work for you. So what works for you is not going to work for me, and what works for me is not going to work for you. For me, being consistent and having a routine is what helps me. Completely normal thing for someone. Some people like the spontaneous, sporadic. They have like a set routine that they do in the morning, or they have a set routine that they do in the evening, but they live their life day to day, kind of go with the flow. I'm not like that. That's not my gig. I kind of classify as a type A personality, but I also just kind of classify as like, I don't like just random stuff popping up. It's kind of like a struggle with like control in a way, I suppose, but that's not the point. The point is, in November, the things I want to work on is having a set routine, and when that routine gets like thrown to the wind because something happens, understanding that that's normal, and then having those go with the flow moments where I'm like, oh, okay, I'm here, it's okay, it'll be fine, I'll survive. So understanding that this month may not be easy for you, or any month may not be easy for you, that is okay. It is okay to struggle. It is okay to not understand. It is okay to be unsure. It is okay to be, you know, uneasy. But understand that these changes are happening for you, not against you. And I really think that that's something that people, especially myself and people around me, we have to start learning, is change is inevitable, and it's change is what we make it. So if you're changing for, you know, the people around you, or changing with the season, change is okay. It's completely normal. There's nothing wrong with it at all. But also understanding that when you do change, you're going to struggle with it, because change doesn't just come from saying, oh yeah, I'm changing, I'm doing this, this, this. No, change is, okay, this needs to happen in order for this to happen, or this change will happen and this cause reaction, meaning cause and effect. These changes will happen, and this is the process. It is completely normal for that to be the case. It is completely normal for you to feel unsure, unsteady, maybe a little bit of anxiety or a little bit of apprehension, but it's completely normal. And when you're going through those changes, you're growing as a person and developing. And just like the season changes, you are changing. So that's like kind of the mood for November and the podcast, is like talking about everything to do with mental health, because that's what this podcast is, right? I talk about how I want this to be a mental health podcast, and I want this to be about, you know, developing as a person and those types of things. But it also correlates to so much more, like developing yourself as a person is a struggle. It's something that is not easy. It's not meant to be easy. It's not meant to be fun. It's meant to be difficult, and no one who has ever done anything great in life or has accomplished anything, has it ever been easy. So be grateful for the change, as weird as that may sound, like be grateful for your struggle, because it is an indication that you are changing. And with feeling seasonal depression, don't necessarily be grateful that you're sad, but be grateful that you can recognize your emotions. Be grateful that you can recognize what is going on in front of you. And if you take away from this, understanding that seasonal depression is normal, that feeling shifts in, you know, your day is normal, you know, adapting to the things around you is normal, you're going to be able to look at it with less of a, well, I feel down, I hate everything, I want to hide away, and more of a, okay, this is happening. Yes, it sucks. Because I will acknowledge that it does completely suck. It's not fun. It's not easy. But then I also recognize that things are happening around me. And how can I be present to see beyond the moment that I don't necessarily love? So that's kind of my, like, start off the month tangent. Like I said, I think the first of every month I want to be just an audio specific episode, just because I feel like I rant and talk a little bit easier when I'm not looking at a camera. But I also love YouTube because it connects you to the person who's talking. So thank you for listening. A big thing this month is going to be talking about goal setting, gratitude, talking about the holidays, and not like diving into holidays like, oh my goodness, look what I'm doing, but like talking about how the holidays impacts our mental health and kind of guiding ourselves through it, and not necessarily being like gentle with everything, but being gentle with ourselves and having those moments where we're hard with ourselves, but then letting it go and being positive about it later. In a way, like, it's going to be something that I talk about, and understanding that when you are developing as a person in the holidays, the feeling of needing to do things and needing to be with people and whatever, there's a sense of change when you're going through developing yourself, where you're like, okay, there isn't as much pressure, there isn't as much expectation. So that will be something I talk about, and how getting through that is a process. And then at the end of every month, I've kind of thought about doing like a monthly update of like, this is where we're at, how things are going, and then having more of like an in-depth mental health chat of like actual like questions and things that I would love for people to take with them. Not that people haven't told me they take things from my episodes already, but being able to just sit and talk and just vent and let people vent back to me in a way. So yeah, that's kind of like the direction we're going, and I'm really excited to be putting this out there, and I really appreciate everyone who does listen to my podcast, because I feel like I'm developing a sense of change and a sense of perspective in myself. And I really want that to translate into the episodes, into the effort I give into this podcast, because I feel like you, whoever is listening, you deserve effort. You deserve someone who wants to be in your corner. And I do. That is the whole purpose of this podcast, was to grow and develop a community where I can be a support for people, but also that people can be a support for me, because it's a two-way street. I'm giving to you and you're giving back to me, whether it is people leaving reviews on my podcast, whether it is people, you know, sending me messages like, hey, I really appreciate this episode, could you do this? Like, those are all things that develop a two-way street, a relationship, a community. I think it's so important to talk about and acknowledge and recognize, so thank you. So I'm going to end the podcast off with a big thank you. I appreciate everything everyone does for me, whether it's listening, whether it's leaving a 5-star rating, which if you're on Apple or Spotify podcast, that'd be great. Or watching the YouTube, there's a few views on the YouTube video. I will have that linked in the description of this episode, so you can check that out. Otherwise than that, remember to drink your water, do something that makes you happy, and I'm going to cue the outro. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Like I said, I will be uploading an episode every Wednesday going forward, and also there will be a extra episode on the first of every month, kind of to tie in the themes of what's going to come up in the podcast, and also just something a little bit extra here and there. If there are any topics you want to hear, anything that you liked in the podcast, anything that you didn't, feel free to leave a review, leave a comment once the YouTube is up and running. I will have everything tagged in every description wherever you're listening from. I'll have the Instagram. I will have all the episodes up and there to listen to if you ever want to go back and listen to episode 1 through wherever you are right now. Otherwise than that, I hope you have a great day. Remember to drink your water. Remember to do something that makes you happy. And I hope you have a fantastic day.